Manu Rav Yehuda. Goes according to Rav Yehuda. We had before, Rashi says. For after Rav Yehuda, Mario Bola Teira. Even Rav Yehuda also says that the kid is kosher, another Yisrael is allowed to marry. The Yomar of Markasha. The Yomar Rav Yehuda himself said that me Shechetiv Evid. V'chetiv ben chorin, you have this person that's hair freed. And if an Evid still, Habu Abbas Yisrael, if he lives with a Jewish lady, is Oisav Ladein Latakona. This kid has no takana. Mashmud Rashi Abbas Yisrael Kloim Mamzeru. He means to say it's a mamzer. So what's the theory in Rav Yehuda? How could Rav Yehuda say that a goyer and Evid lives with Abbas Yisrael, the kid is kosher? Here Rav Yehuda said the kid's a mamzer. So my answer is, Kiyit Mad Rav Yehuda, when do we learn Rav Yehuda's halacha? That a chatzi Evid chatzi ben chorin, the kid is a mamzer, kigoyin de kodesh bas Yisrael. That this person at the Chatzi ben Chorin married the Bas Yisrael, made Kedushin. The Nimtza comes like this, that Tzad Avdus Shaboy Mishtamish B'Eishas Ish, that the Tzad Avdus, he's marrying, he's living with an Eishas Ish. So that's why the kid is a mamzer. The kid's a mamzer not Stam because the Eved lived with the Bas Yisrael. If an Eved lives with the Bas Yisrael, the kid is not a mamzer. But here, since the half of him that's free, that's the Yisrael, got married to a lady, so it's cool that this person now, she's an Eishas Ish. So the Tzad Avdus of him, when the Tzad Avdus lives with an Eishas Ish, that's why the kid is called a mamzer. Rashi? No. That's what I thought before then. The kid is kosher then. Kegoyin Rashi, the kiddish, the mid, shechetzi of Eved, the chetzi of Becher. And you have this Eved that's hair freed. He married as Bas Yisrael. V'yachakach bo'aleh, and then he lived with her. On the kidsha, since he made kedushin with her, have a mukadeshes letzad cheres. The tzad of the eved that's freed is like married. Now he's a Yisrael. He's a Yisrael. So he's married to this Bas Yisrael. There's kedushin involved. Avulay letzad avdus. For the tzad that's an eved Kanani has no kedushin. The nimtza comes out that tzad eved sheboy. When this person now lives with his wife, the half that's still an eved mishtamish beishes ish is living with an eishes ish. Well, the figure of lad mamzer, that's why the kid is a mamzer. The chol ani de machshri b'pnuya machshri. All the cases before that we said an eved or a goy that lives with a bas Yisrael where she's not married, where she's a pnuya. Avo b'yeshes ish, in a case where the lady is married, she's yeshes ish, afilu b'Yisrael have lad mamzer, the kid is a mamzer. The chol shchein evi kechovim b'yeved, havad imadach a regular Yisrael that lives with another yeshes ish. The kid's a mamzer, so for sure an eved or a goy that lives with an eishes ish, the kid's a mamzer. When do we say before that an eved or even a chatzi ben chorin chatzi eved lives with a bas yisrael, the kid is kosher? That's where he's not married to her. But when he has kedushin, she's an eishes ish, then we say the kid taker is a mamzer. So the Gemara, for Amri Nadoi Mishmei de Rav Yaakov, I Nadoi said over the name of Rav Yaakov that Ledivrei Apoisel, the one that says that the Vlad is Poisel in this case, Poisel Afilu de Pnuya, Ishno, he holds that the kid is Poisel even where the mother was not married, where the mother was a Pnuya. And Ledivrei Amachshir, the one that says where an Eved lives with a Bas Yisrael that the kid is kosher, Machshir Afilu B'Eishes Ish. Even in the case where the lady, a Jewish lady, is married, she has a husband, still if a goy or an Eved lives with her, still the Vlad is Machshir, the Vlad is kosher. So see, not like we just got for the same. Rashi says, the Divrei Machshir, the Eved of a Bas Yisrael, Machshir Afilu B'Eishes Ish. For time of first Rios, we'll soon say a reason why. That if a goy lives with even an Eishes Ish, the kid is not a mamzer. Tumor says now, Ushnayim lalamdu elam Eshesav. Both of them learn out their svaris from the case of Eshesav, your father's wife. Man, the apostle, the one that says that it's apostle, Savor holds like this. If you're the kids of Mamzer, Ma Eshesav. Just like in the case of somebody lives with his father's wife, to letavsi b'kadushin. If you live with her, she's such a lady, that's also to you that kadushin is not chal, schai decreases. Kedushin is not chal. Therefore, we say, what have lad mamzer? If you live with her, now have a kid, the kid's a mamzer. Is af the same thing, kol de leitafsi ba kedushin? Any time, it's a type of a biya, that the parents can't get married together is avlad mamzer, kids of mamzer. That's why in Eved or a goy that live with a Bas Yisrael, since they're not a bar kedushin, a goy has no kedushin, an Eved has no kedushin, therefore the kids are mamzer. It doesn't make an afkumina whether they're living with a Bas Yisrael that's an Eishas Ish, whether she's not an Eishas Ish, since Lamais and Eved or a goy has no kedushin, the kid is a mamzer. That's one swar. Uman the machshir, the one that says no, says the kid laloch is not called a mamzer. So he holds like this. Ma Eishasav, you know where the kids are mamzer when you live with your father's wife. Why? Till the day la tafsi bo kedushin. True, she's a chai v'krisis to you. You can't marry her. This kedushin is not chal on the nerva. But you should know liachrini tafsi bo kedushin. She's such an isha that somebody else could marry her, or you could marry somebody else. Those are both people that have kedushin. Therefore, we say now that you live together, that there's a chai b'krisis involved, the kid is a mamzer. But la'afuke oivek ichovim v'yevet. But this excludes where a goy or an eved kenani lives with a bas yisrael deloy tafsi bo kedushin klal. There's no kedushin at all. Nobody can get married to a goy. Nobody can get married to an eved kenani. So since these two men have no kedushin at all, therefore l'maisa l'alocha, the kid is not called a mamzer. Even in the case where the goy lives with an eishes ish, and she comes pregnant from that, the kid is not a mamzer. So the Mori Ella, if you want, you have to say like this. Helikiyit Mother Rav Yehuda. How do we learn Shani Rav Yehuda like this? Kegoin shebu al eishes ish. The case where this eved lived with another eishes ish, not with his own wife, with an eishes ish. The nimtza comes out like this. That sad cheresh sheboy mishtamish beishes ish. You know where the case is at Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, where the kid could be a mamzer, not where he lives with his own wife, but in the case where he lives with another wife, somebody else's wife. So l'maisa that ish is an eishes ish. Now, if a Yisrael lives with her, the kid's a mamzer. Now this Chatzi Eved, l'maisa Chatzi is a Ben Chorin. Half of him is a freed. So the half that's freed, that half is in the Pasha of Kedushin. So when he lives with an Eishas Ish, with a married lady, that's when the kid becomes a mamzer. That's when Rav Yehuda meant to say that Mishachetzev Eved Chetzev Ben Chorin Abu Abbas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. The lads of mamzer in a case where you live with another Eishas Ish. So therefore your Tzad Cheris, which does have Kedushin with other people, here Lamais it's an Erevet to you, she's an Eishas Ish, therefore the dinner is the kid's a mamzer. But otherwise, any time Stam and Eved lives with a Pas Yisrael, the locher is the kid is not a mamzer. Who would then a goy? The kid is not a mamzer. A goy even lives with another Eishes Ish, the kid is not called a mamzer. Ravina said like this. Omar li Rav Gaza, the Rav Gaza told him, that ikloi Rav Yosef Baravin, liyaskin. Yosef came into our city, there was a case, the Pnuya, with a Pnuya, the Yachshir, in a case where an Eved or a Goy lived with a Pnuya, and he was mad to the kids, called the kid is kosher. The Eishes Ish, in a case where this Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Baschorin, lived with an Eishes Ish apostle, then Taki said the kid Taker is a pogum, the kid Taker is a mamzer. Yeah. So Rashi says, have you the Eved Gomer, complete Eved? So that's a chiddush. Even though it's a complete eved, still he held that be'eshes ish. If an eved lives with another married lady, the kid is posel. Omer Rav Sheshet said like this. The didi to me, Omer li Rav Gaza said like this. That lo Rabbi Yosi Baravin Evi wasn't the story with Rabbi Yosi Baravin, ela Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Zvida. That was the story with Heve. The achsher, and just the opposite. If the person is a complete Eved, 100% Eved Kenani, Bein Bepnuya, Bein Beishes Ish. And that's the halacha. Even the Ish, the Bas Yisrael, is a Pnuya. Or even if she's a married lady, Lamaisa, the kid is not a mamzer. Since the father, the Eved, has no Kedushin with anybody, he's an Eved Kenani, there's no Din Mamzer. Even though the mother is an Eishes Ish, still the kid is not a mamzer. Oh, Malay Ravacha Brei, the Rabbo, the Ravino, so he said to the Rabbi, the Ravina, about that Ikla Amemer, Liasrin, that Amemer came into our city, the Achshir, and he also said the kid is kosher. Bein Bepnuya, Bein Beishes Ish. whether this Eved lived with a Bas Yisroel that's not married, or whether he lived with a Bas Yisroel that is married, still the kid is not a mamzer. The Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Like this, that Oyve Kichovim, the Eved, a Goy, or a complete Eved Kenani, that Haboa Bas Yisroel, if he lives with a Jewish lady, is Havlad Kosher. He should know the kid is not a mamzer, because these people have no kedushin at all. There's no kedushin by a goy or by an eved. They be pnuya bein beishes ish. It doesn't make enough communion if they're living with a pnuya or with an eishes ish. Since these are people that have no tfisas kedushin at all, the kid is not a mamzer. We learn out mamzer from eishes av. Eishes av, there is kedushin. Bashenkin over here that there's no kedushin, halacha is the kid is not called a mamzer. So the Gemara, Rava Achshere l'Rav Mori Baruchel. Rava was Machshere Rav Mori Baruchel. It's also a case where the father was a goy. So Drashi Miyovin Kichovin Habua Yisrael Esevi. It was a case where a goy lived with a Bas Yisrael, and he had this son, the Mori Baruchel. O Menayev, a person in Bavel, and he even appointed him to be a leader in Bavel. Drashi Gaboyim Amunim Yisrael. He was a gab. He was a collector. He collected the taxes on tzedakah. He collected. So tomorrow, v'yalf agav yomamar, even though we learned like this, the pasuk says, soim tosu molach melech, he's supposed to point to melech Yisrael, so we dash like this, kol mesima sha'ato masima, mesim, anytime you point somebody to be a leader, al yiyu ele mekerev achicha, should only be from somebody that's a Jew, not a ger. Avahai, over here, kivon dima me Yisrael, since the mother was a Bas Yisrael, even though the father was a Goy, Mikerev Achicha Karinim Bey. That's called Mikerev Achicha. There's only a Ger, that's no good. Him you can't appoint to be a leader. Mashenkein, if the mother was a Yisraelis, even though the father was a Goy, Lamaisa, the kid is called a Kosher Yisrael, he could be a Mun, he could be appointed. So tomorrow, Avdei, the Rebbe Chiya, the slave, the Eved of Rebbe Chiya, Bar Ami. Atvalo, Liahu Oivedes Kechavim, Lishay Mitzasa. He was Toivul, he made his Shiksa go to the mikvah to get married to him. Trashi, Lishay Tfilas Nida, Vole Lishay Tfilas Geris. Hey, he didn't do it Lishay Geris, did Lishay Nidas. So again, Avdei, Mestam was never Kenani here. Avdei, the Rabbi Chiya Barami. Atvul Elihi Oivedes Kechavim. He was Toivul Ashiksa, L'shem into, so he wanted to marry, he didn't want it to be a Nida, so he put men to go to the mikvah. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Yechilna li'achshuri bo u'bebrata. I could matter her and the daughter also. Trash Yechilna li'achshuri bo means Leah's Giyuras Gemura. I can make her to say she is a complete ger. V'yavva pishle tovul l'shem geris, even though when she went to the mikvah, she did not have in mind to do with the shem geris. She thought she's doing it the shame nidus. The yomul kamon. We'll see later the Gemara that liyolo may niger at shiyom over yitvom. You're going to become a ger if you have mila and tefilah. That tefilah nidus salkul ol shem geris. That's the chiddush. That if you go to the mikvah the shame nidus, that also helps for geris. The yavedas kechavim letovul nidusa. The pshat is because the goya doesn't go to the mikvah the shame nidus. So she's going to the mikvah, l'shem nidus, mashma, she's makabel upon himself to be a Jew. So therefore that's also called the tefillah l'shem geris. Tomorrow says, k'ni rabas like rabasi's din. Rashi says, u'bavrata, what's the case of the daughter? V'yavagav debas evit, habu abas yisrael hi, to nizgayra zu, even though the mother was ready nizgayra, so melo the kid is kosher, u'gabas yisrael hi, filochik sherebita, still the daughter is kosher. What's the case? Kid Rabasi. The Yom Rabasi. Mi loy tov l'nidusa. Rabasi said just a svara. Is Rashi Kid Rabasi. The Yom Abishmaitim will soon see later who. They have a korole bara maisa. Somebody called her a shiksa. She loy tov l'ima l'shem geris. The mother was not table l'shem geris. The tefillah wasn't good. The Yom Rabasi. Mi loy tov l'nidusa. Even if you want to say the first geris was no good, but later on she zicha went to the mikvah l'shem nidus. And that mikvah she went to lay l'shem nidus, that also helps for geris. Alma, what do we see? Tfilas nidus salkul l'shem geris. If the isha goes to the mikvah to become Torah's nidus, that also helps her to become a ger. That tfilah also helps for geris. That's what Basi's halacha. Vayte bebrata, what does bebrata means?
but with the daughter also. Well, Oyve Kechovim V'Yeved HaBoa Bas Yisrael Havlat Kosher. That Pasha, the daughter is Kosher Pshita. Because the case is in Oyve Kechovim V'Yeved HaBoa Bas Yisrael. Here, since Lamaisa, the lady was his Gaiv already, so the lady is called the Bas Yisrael. So the locher is that the guy lives with the Bas Yisrael, the kid is Kosher, so Pshita, the Parat is Kshera. So the Marahud was a case that we correlate Bar Amaisa. A person was once called a name, he's the son of a Shiksa. People said when your mother was, your mother's a shiksa. She was nizgaya. She didn't go to the mikvah, so she's not a good ger. So they call you the son of a shiksa. Omer Ravasi, this Ravasi said it did. Omer Ravasi, Ravasi said no. The kid is kosher. Why? Even if you want to say the first few l'shem geiris was not good, but later on, didn't she go to the mikvah to become Torah's nidus? And that tefillah also helps l'shem nid l'shem geirus. Shrashi mila tavla l'nidusa. V'yoysa tefillah oyla lo l'tefillah geirus. Tedas Yehudisi. V'chein mi lo tavla l'keriyah. Who did the man also? If the man, even if you want to say his first geirus was, his first tefillah was no good, but later mistam when it came about keri, he went to the mikvah. So if you go to the mikvah later on, l'shem yadus, that you're doing it because of a Jewish thing, that's called a good tefillah. That's called a tefillah geiris also. As the ik of a tefillah geiris doesn't have to be l'shem geiris, it has to be l'shem you're doing a mitzvah now. You're doing a type of a mitzvah, going to the mikvah, that's enough to make you into a geir. So here she's going to the mikvah l'shem nidus, l'shem keri from by a man, the metayah from his tumas keri, he's also has a din geiris. Weiter, who's the same k'maisa, who they have korelei baramoi, they said you're the son of a goy, is Omer Rabbi Shur Balevi Mila Tov L'Keriyav? No, Havad is Tfilah, is called a good Tfilah. He has a good Geiris here. He was went to the Mikvah later Mishum Tumas Keri. Omer Rabbi Choma Baguria Omer Rav Halokeyach Eved Minor V'Kechovim. If somebody buys an Eved, a slave from a Goy, V'Kodam V'Tov L'Shem Ben Chorin, and first thing you made the Eved go to the Mikvah to become a Ben Chorin, it was going to be free completely. The Locher is Kona Atzmoi. His taka is kain himself, he becomes free. Kain atzma ben chayrin. His taka does become free. My time, what's the reason? How come this ever now, when a Jew now buys him, does the ever go out free completely? Because oivei kechavim gufo lekanyele. The guy was not kind of the guf. Man the kanyele, who the maknele li Yisrael. The chivin akadim atobol l'shem ben chayrin afka l'shibudei. Since he went to the mikvah first, he was mafki his shibud. All right, we'll go again. Let's come again tomorrow. Stop here. You're holding off Mem Vov Omer Aleph. Just the last Gemara again on the bottom of the last Gemara was that on Mem Heim Beis that Omer Rav, Rav said a lot like this, that Halakeach Eved Min Oiv Dekachovim. If somebody buys a slave off another guy, you buy a goyish slave and Eved Kenan, you off a guy. Now, V'kodam V'tovol L'Shem Ben Chorin, when you take your Eved now and you tovel him, that's the Halacha. When you buy an Eved Kenani, you have to put him into the mikveh first to be tovel him, and you're doing it l'shem avdus, that he should become your Eved Kenani. But if he's a smart person and he goes to the mikveh l'shem ben chorin to become freed, the locher is kona atzmei ben chorin, hitaka becomes free, even though the master, the Jew, bought him as a slave. But if when he goes to the mikveh, he does it l'shem to become free, a ben chorin, a total ben chorin, he becomes a ben chorin. My time, what's the reason? So when I sounds like this,